melanin, energy of the future, we have, for the first time, achieved the generation of alternating electric energy using self-renewing photoelectrochemical cells that separate and collect hydrogen from water. This is a fundamental scientific advance to be able to enter fully into the hydrogen era. In 1990, we began, in my laboratory in Aguascalientes, to use Ompuetarizado's methods to study the three main causes of blindness in Mexico. These methods allowed us to analyze the retina and the nerve in the living being in a very similar way to the technique called spectrophotometry. That is, a specific wavelength is applied, and a characteristic image, or response is obtained. Fig. 1. In this image we observe in very detail the optic nerve, which is this circular structure, which measures the equivalent of 12 human hair together. By changing the wavelength, and slash or putting contrast media, and filters, as penetrating radars, other images are obtained that provide important information to evaluate eye diseases. During this investigation, we detected the important function of a substance, melanin, also known chemically as polyhydroxyindole, because it possesses extraordinary properties, and all of them contribute something to protect the tissue, but none explained such constant and complete protection. Molecular Cell Biology, Lodish, Burke, Ed Freeman. Fig. 2. Traditional scheme of photosynthesis in vegetables. We artificially obtained the first 20 milliliters of melanin for the first time in 1998, because my idea was that, if we instilled it in the eye, we could obtain adequate therapeutic effects. The therapeutic results have been impressive, far beyond what we expected. It took us 12 years, from 1990 to 2002, to understand how this substance worked so effectively, to confirm our hypothesis, unbelievable even to ourselves, that it delivers hydrogen to the cell. That is, it captures photonic energy and transforms it into chemical energy. This stunned us, for hydrogen is the smallest, most abundant atom in the universe, and it is the energy carrier that uses nature the most. For clarity purposes, we define photosynthesis as the absorption of photons from electromagnetic radiation, which results in the onset of an ionic event. Until today, chlorophyll is accepted as the only substance widely distributed in nature that is capable of delivering hydrogen to the plant cell. No other substance was conceived in eukaryotic cells, mammals, fish, birds, insects, etc. That, from capturing the photons of electromagnetic radiation, obtained the energy needed to break the molecule of water. The results obtained with melanin confirm that not only plants perform photosynthesis, but also all mammals, including any living being, whose genetic code expresses melanin. That is, chlorophyll is to the plant kingdom so melanin is to the animal kingdom. Fig. 3. A proposed, theoretical, formula of melanin. B-chlorophyll formula. As can be seen in Fig. 3, both compounds have some similar aspects, among which stands out is the reaction center, where the four nitrogens, the four N, are found. With melanin it seems that nature made a super chlorophyll, because chlorophyll has a single reaction center, but melanin has hundreds of reaction centers per gram of substance. In several research institutes, it has been tried to take advantage of the fact that chlorophyll leaves the water molecule to obtain hydrogen for energy purposes, but it turns out that, once it is removed from the leaf, at 20 seconds the chlorophyll becomes inactive permanent. The University of California has been trying to improve this for 50 years without any useful results. This accompanied our first doubts. If we take the melanin from the tissue and put it to produce energy, how long will it last? 30 seconds, 50 seconds. To our surprise it works for years, and if we perfect the technology, it will probably work decades, or hundreds of years. That is, melanin is thousands of times more efficient to capture the elementary particles of electromagnetic radiation, photons, than chlorophyll. The question was, how is energy extracted from water? From the water molecule it is possible to extract energy by disconnecting and linking hydrogen atoms with oxygen. The energy is produced from water with the following reaction. The schematic reaction means that two molecules of water, plus melanin, and in the presence of the photons of electromagnetic radiation, symbolized by the sun, gives us two molecules of hydrogen, one molecule of oxygen, and four electrons of high energy. But when the reaction happens in a right-to-left sense, the hydrogen and oxygen atoms are rejoined, which gives us water and electricity, since melanin does not undergo changes, because it only supports, catalyzes reaction without impairing its molecule. Two molecules of water plus electromagnetic radiation from the sun, in the presence of melanin, gives us two molecules of hydrogen, one molecule of oxygen, and four electrons of high energy. The arrow indicating the direction of the reaction goes in both directions, and when the reaction goes from right to left produces water and electricity, and being complementary reactions, i.e. an exergonic and an endergonic, a cycle is established, whose duration is years, since melanin does not suffer impairment in itself, since it only withstands the reactions. Melanin captures the energy of photons, which are the elementary particles of electromagnetic radiation, and thereby draw hydrogen from water. The time it takes to collect the energy needed to break the water molecule is 3×10^12 seconds, and the reaction in melanin is reversible. Fig. 4. Absorption spectrum of chlorophyll, with its absorption peaks at 450 manometers and 650 manometers. The electromagnetic spectrum of melanin, where greater amplitude and efficiency are observed, which absorbs thousands of times more photons than chlorophyll. We estimate that the third part of the usual energy available to humans comes from melanin, light and water. But that third part is the primordial energy, that is, it is the equivalent of the activation energy of the major chemical reactions in the organism. Since, according to therapeutic results that have proved extraordinary, all systems rely on it in one way or another, or even require it to initiate and slash or sustain itself, the chemical energy generated by melanin from energy photon. Fig. 4. Absorption spectrum of chlorophyll, with its absorption peaks at 450 manometers and 650 manometers. The electromagnetic spectrum of melanin, where greater amplitude and efficiency are observed, which absorbs thousands of times more photons than chlorophyll. This is congruent with the clinical findings regarding the time a person tolerates without water. To date, it is only accepted that water is primarily the universal solvent, or diluent, but if we add that it is also, together with light and melanin, the source of one-third of the total energy used by the human body, and that in addition that energy is the one that initiates the most important processes, like the vision, for example, then it is more understandable that the lack of water only tolerates 3 days, unlike the lack of food, that tolerates up to 3 weeks. We have compared this molecule in humans with the melanin molecules of other species, and we have been surprised that the molecule is the same in all species. NASA defines life as a self-sustaining chemical system, able to evolve in Darwinian form. Melanin is undoubtedly a very important precursor of life. Fig. 6. Image of the eye at 35 days of a human pregnancy. The eye of the fetus is completely filled with melanin. This substance is so important to existence that it forms immediately and provides energy to the tissue so that all the series of reactions that lead to life can be carried out. In January 2005, listening to a speech by US President George W. Bush, saying, "We need substances that separate hydrogen from water in order to get into the hydrogen era," I thought, why do not they use melanin? I went to the task of finding the answer, and I solved it: do not use it because, apart from me, nobody else knew it, and without much thought, in June 2005, the proceedings of the patent, photoelectrochemical method for the separation of water into hydrogen and oxygen, using melanin, their analogs, their precursors, or their derivatives as an electrolyzing element. Fig. 7. Approximate three-dimensional structure of melanin. To generate electricity, another fundamental characteristic of melanin is its stability in water, which is very important for the generation of energy. For example, the first sample that we were able to synthesize in January 1998 began its ninth year without any deterioration in January 2007. The first cells, prototypes, that we already did in order to generate electricity started in January 2007, their sixth semester of be working continuously at room temperature. Fig. 8. Prototype of self-renewing photoelectrochemical cell connected to a voltmeter, which allows the measurement of changes in electric potential by introducing melanin, empty cell. In figure 8, the voltmeter is observed at zero when the vessel does not contain the melanin solution. In contrast, in figure 9, the voltmeter reaches 300 millivolts, and up to 470 millivolts by increasing the concentration thereof. In addition, once sealed, the cell does not require recharging in any way. On March 13 of this year, we managed to turn on the first solid-type light bulb, LEDs, which is still on 6 months later, and is still on day and night. Our cells are still elementary, but produce energy, and we already work to make them more efficient, and scale them with competitive costs. At the beginning, we used a concentration of 1.3% of melanin, and 98.7% of water. Then, when we raised the melanin concentration to 4%, the power generation grew exponentially. With regard to technological development, we have made progress that I consider significant, and that may reflect the potential of this cell. For example, in early 2006, I could produce 1.5 liters of melanin every 3 months, and the cells I had were 30 ml, and produced 400 mV. First time a solid-state bulb, the cells it could produce were 500 ml, producing about 500 mV and 200 UA, but it could already make about 50 liters of melanin per day. For example, the modules I used for demonstration allowed me to turn on a LED with 10 cells of 500 ml. Fig. 9. Cell with melanin. Recently, we were able to start a small music player for the first time, but each cell produces 600 mV and up to 200 mA, that is, 3 zeros more than 200 UA at present. In our small laboratory we produce about 200 liters per day of melanin. Prospects, for now, are mainly lighting. We want in 2 years to start illuminating massively. That is, we have set the goal that in 2 years we should have a design that is worth putting it everywhere. In 5 years, we want a prototype of an armed vehicle, and the most interesting thing is that it would be a vehicle that would never enter the gas station. We need economic support to integrate interdisciplinary teams to scale cell technology efficiently and quickly, as we support our professions and this research together. Consider that several European nations, as well as the United States, claim to have budgeted $100 billion for the eventual construction of hydrogen stations, that is, gas stations that are going to deliver hydrogen. They do not know where they are going to get the hydrogen because, for now, hydrogen can be extracted only from gas and oil. Under current conditions of knowledge, 1,000 liters of melanin provide 10,000 volts and milliamperes, but these figures can be modified according to the specific needs, that is to say, it can be modulated according to the size of the cells, the forms that connect with each other, size and arrangement of electrodes, modifications in the formula of the central substrate, etc., i.e. the possibilities are almost infinite, and according to Vladimir S. Vygotsky, in his book Fundamentals of Electrochemistry, published by Wiley Publishing, in 2nd edition, in 2007, clearly states on page 22, that, in this type of designs, you cannot predict, i.e. you have to prove everything. Front to a skepticism. Fig. 10. A oscilloscope connected to the cell. Our proposal has been met with skepticism in some forums where we have presented it, because the concept that only vegetables, and not mammals, can perform photosynthesis, that is, capture photon energy and transform it into useful chemical energy for the cell, in this case vegetable is very ingrained. However, the article, Ionizing Radiation Changes to the Electronic Properties of Melanin and Enhances the Growth of Melanized Fungi, was published in May 2007 by Ekaterina Dadachova and colleagues at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, New York, Pilo S125E457.10.1371/journal.bone.000457. This article is very important, because, finally, a team. Fig. 10b, LED on with cell. Independent of researchers also finds compatible findings, related to our concepts that melanin possesses the ability to effect photosynthesis, and also as a result of observing the biological effects of the same. This is explicable, since it is accepted that melanin is intractable. The physical and chemical properties of eumelanin, Paul Meredith and Tadeusz Sarna, 2006, Blackwell Munkstad Doi. 10.1111/J.16000749.2006000345, which relates that it has not been possible to discern the chemical structure of it, so that we can infer, and slash or explain, if not all, of some of its extraordinary physico-chemical properties. This study reaffirms the extraordinary difficulty of studying melanin, and raises a very specific question: where is the photon energy that absorbs melanin, which is also a lot? Fig.11. Small lamp lit with cells. Our findings were also based on the observation Fig. 10. An oscilloscope connected to the cell of the biological effects of melanin on the human retina, but the findings were controversial. However, we have been advancing both in the development of applications in the generation of alternative energy, and in the development of drugs that modulate photosynthesis in humans, taking into account, of course, all the implicit bioethical and legal aspects. The proceedings of another patent were initiated in 2006 based on the extraordinary therapeutic results. In the article by Ekaterina Dadachova and colleagues, it is stated that the mechanisms involved in their research resemble the way plants obtain energy from photosynthesis. The findings of this team should contribute to a more rapid acceptance of the results of our research, allowing both scientists and government officials as well as. Fig. 12. A work table image with several connected cells. Entrepreneurs can make better decisions regarding the integration of teams that allow the rapid development of all applications in the field of energy, as well as in the field of medical pharmacology. In the latter field, the pharmacological modulation of photosynthesis in humans has exceeded expectations, for example in diseases such as Alzheimer's, arthritis of various types, nephropathies, enteropathies, sepsis, etc. Towards the future. Finally, we must highlight the growing global concern about climate change. Warming trends are accelerating every year, and everything indicates that we are going to a global disaster situation. The imminence of physical catastrophes, if it does not act quickly, will exceed all the capacities of governments and peoples to mitigate and face this phenomenon and its consequences, say experts. Fig. 12. B group of LED illuminated with cells. According to all indications, climate change is already exceeding the actions foreseen in the Kyoto Protocol. Faced with this situation, the development of solutions based on melanin provide a light at the end of the tunnel. I think it is worth examining and developing it seriously. Possibly make a project of country that reaches to cross borders. The demand for an efficient self-renewing photoelectrochemical cell, from the cost-benefit point of view, will be overwhelming. Fig. 13. Optic nerve. I just cannot do it in the short term. That is why I am at the stage of seeking support, not only financial, but strategic, logistical and technological, because a task of this size requires that many minds cooperate, shining in their corner. But it is a possibility that today must be within our reach.